Attention HR professionals. Are you tired of dealing with poor performance from your managers? Are you sick of having managers run to you for every single little problem? Would you like to build the confidence and competence of your management team? If so, then contact Boss Builders. At Boss Builders, we specialize in building up the skills and confidence of your organization's managers. We do this through our popular Driving Results on-site training programs, our signature program, the Video-Driven Boss Builder Academy, and we even license our course materials so you and your internal training staff can get those managers confident and competent. For more information on how we can help you improve the performance of your organization's managers, contact us today at www.thebossbuilders.com or at 931-221-2988. Should the cabin lose pressure, oxygen masks will drop from the overhead area. Please place the mask over your own mouth and nose before assisting others. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the HR Oxygen Podcast, the show focused on the overworked, overwhelmed, and underappreciated HR professional. And now, here is the host of our show, the Boss Builder, Mac Monroe.
I try so hard to do it all. I try to measure up to your standards. I've done the best that I know how, but I guess my best just isn't enough for you. I've compromised. I didn't do it right. I've sacrificed. I didn't do enough. I've given everything that I have to give, but I guess my all just isn't enough for you. I'm losing my will. I've lost all my pride. I've forgotten how lovely it feels being happy. But you don't care. Why would you? I don't mean enough to you. Maybe if I try harder and break a little more, maybe one day I will be enough for you. Well, that happy poem is written by somebody called Mean Eileen. This is a moniker on a website. And it really kind of is a depressing way to start. But I think what it does is it helps us see what happens when somebody gets into what we call a failure mindset. Our guest today is Alexa Beavers. She is the president of the Accela Group. And Alexa is a coach. She's a leadership coach. She works with teams to develop them. The topic today is how to use a growth mindset to bloom where you are, even amid chaos. Alexa is going to talk to us about how do we do the opposite of that poem we just heard, how to take failure and reframe it for success, how to look at failure rather than failure, but being learning. It's a really great conversation. She is a great guest. We're going to have her back in the future. So let's go ahead and jump in and let's meet our special guest, Alexa Beavers. Alexa Beavers, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mac. It's nice to be here with you today.
Alexa, I'm really excited for today's topic. Today, we're going to talk about something called the growth mindset. And our audience, which is primarily HR folks that are overwhelmed, overstressed, and underappreciated, I think they're going to really benefit from this one. And I know you've got some interesting information to share. So before I get into the questions and we start talking about this, could you take a moment and share something about your background?
Yeah, you bet. I'd be delighted. So, Mac, I started out a long time ago as a teacher, and then really because I just believe that everyone has within them the power to be their best and make a huge difference in the world. After a short stint teaching, I realized that that was bigger than I was. So I went into corporate America and took my skills to corporate training and worked in project management, and eventually found myself doing organizational development and leadership development through a bunch of different industries, pharma, banking, a number of places. And so after doing that for about 20 years, I said, you know what? I think I could do this on my own. And I founded my own business called the Accela Group. What we do there is we help leaders bring their best selves through leadership coaching. We transform teams into those that are high performing and can reach the almost impossible. And then we help leaders to create impactful change initiatives in their own organizations.
Yeah. And could you share the really interesting nuance around Accela?
Oh, yeah. So you introduced me. My name is Alexa. And it took me a while to come up with the name for my business. And I was on a walk one day and I said, you know, this really requires a lot of introspection, as does bringing your best self. So I said, hey, that's just looking in the mirror. And the mirror image of my name is Excella. And I really liked it also because it's kind of punny. We can say we accelerate your growth.
That's very clever. Well, it's better, I guess, than the, what was it, Red Rum from The Shining?
Oh, no. I'm never going to forget that now.
Never. All right. Well, anyway, let's jump in. So the topic is how to use a growth mindset to bloom wherever you are, even amid chaos. And I can tell you, and you know this too from being out there in the corporate world, that one of the most stressful positions to have is that of the HR professional. So on top of everything they have to worry about, why do we start thinking about growth mindset? Why is this such a good topic for our very busy HR leaders?
Mac, I can't tell you how many HR leaders I worked with side by side. I was an HR leader myself. And, you know, we're always the last ones to take care of ourselves. We don't put our own oxygen mask on first. And that's really why I love the name of your podcast. And that's what growth mindset is all about. You know, having a growth mindset allows you to develop as an individual without spending any additional time or any additional money, because it's about how you approach everything in your daily interactions to help you develop. And that means that we can do it right where we are.
Well, I'm thinking about, so mindset suggests sort of an attitude you'd have about something. So tell me what a growth mindset would be.
Yeah. So basically a growth mindset is believing that you can improve and grow, that the smarts that you're born with are not static, and that you can get more intelligent through hard work, good strategies, and getting input from others. So you're not stuck. It's really just having the mindset that that you can grow from where you are. Now, this term, growth mindset, is not mine. I learned about it because it was part of positive psychology research done 30 years ago by someone named Dr. Carol Dweck. And they started thinking about this when they were looking at school kids, really looking at why do some kids do really well and some not so well. And what she found out was that there were really two mindsets at play. There was those that believed they were born with their smarts and their talent, and that's what made them successful. They were born with those things. And those were the ones that thought that they were fixed traits. On the flip side, she found some students that said, hey, I know if I work hard and I try really hard and I put in the effort, I'm going to achieve. And those were the ones with the growth mindset. They were kind of less worried about making a mistake because they knew that they were going to grow and learn from it. And then later on, Dweck and her colleagues took this to corporate America and learned that when entire companies embrace a growth mindset, that employees do better. They grow, they feel more empowered and committed, and they get more organizational support from their efforts.
Well, let's put that now into the laps of the folks that are listening today, the HR professional. How can that help them?
Yeah, like I said, you know, we just don't take care of ourselves first. As HR professionals, we are supporting everyone else. And so we usually fall to the bottom of our own list. A growth mindset and some simple practices that are built into your day as HR leads and HR professionals can make a difference between an average HR person and a rising star. That's because you don't need to take any additional time or additional money when budgets are short to grow. Your daily experiences are what are your training ground, because in HR, we all know that you sometimes never know what you're going to walk into at work. So you can see that as your class for growth mindset.
Well, tell me how you would work with somebody then, because now I'm curious. So the growth mindset suggests that I would look at any situation that comes at me through the day and I see, okay, so it may be something I'm failing at. So how would I flip that around? What is kind of a methodology I could use for that?
Yeah, I think this is a perfect example. So the first part of having a growth mindset is changing the tape in your head. So language makes a huge difference. You just said, maybe it's something I'm failing at. The first step you take there is to say, I need to look at this failure as a place to learn. So shift the word from failing to learning. There's an old quote, a quote that my CEO used to always say. He said, I never fail. I either win or I learn. And he might have swiped that from somewhere else, but it's at the root of this growth mindset philosophy. So that's one thing that we do.
Okay. So now it says, you said that we can do this without a lot of time. And mm-hmm. So I'm just thinking about most HR people that I know, that there's rarely a time to reflect. Is there anything you would recommend for somebody to, let's just say you have a run-in with your boss, or you have a manager come in and they've totally screwed something up and now you have to jump in there and fix it. So is there anything you recommend to just put a pause button on there? How would you suggest that we do this?
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. Mm. The pause button. The pause button is critically important to a growth mindset. And that's because research in neuroscience says that if you can find a way to bring a pause, you can start thinking with your cerebral cortex instead of going to that kind of lizard brain response that we all have. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody comes into your office really quick and is, having a tough time, it may trigger something in you that is more in the fight or flight realm. If you can take a moment and pause, all you need to do is take a deep breath, assess the situation, and try to get into that mode of calm. Then you can start to assess the situation as a growth mindset playground. From there, you can say, okay, what's happening? So what can I do about it? So what can I learn from it? And now what am I going to bring to the client? And now what am I going to bring to myself in terms of growth and development?
So this would be something, would it be a good idea to write this down and kind of have it by your desk? Because I'm thinking I can use this myself, because I've probably made more mistakes than successes here. So this is, I think if I could visualize this when I hang up the phone or stop meeting with somebody, this would be really useful stuff.
Yeah, actually, as we're sitting here talking on this podcast, I'm staring at the sticky notes that I have around my computer, because I do just that. I have a sticky note right in front of me that says, what's going on? So what does it mean to me? And what am I going to learn from it? And now what? Those simple things. And that comes from an adaptive action cycle that was researched by Glenda Ouyang is her last name. But it's a really good tool to use in a growth mindset, because it takes you out of just the moment and helps you think of what are the implications for me and what am I learning and for my client. Some other things you can do are, as you're going to work, maybe we work from home, but maybe we drive into work. At the beginning of the day, you can think about what's on your calendar and kind of set your intention for what you're going to learn in different activities. Maybe you have a job interview panel that you're going to lead. Maybe that you're going to be using a new time tracking system. Set your intention for what you're hoping to learn during those new experiences, or even the old ones. When you're doing those things, if you take notes in a meeting or any of those things, you can jot down a little exclamation mark in the margin for each new learning that you have, because that will be a trigger to say, hey, I just learned something. That's a contributor to my growth today. You can also tell people what you're learning out loud, which kind of solidifies it in your neural pathways.
Well, I think it would also tell everybody too, hey, I'm actually trying to learn something here.
Very much. If you make a declaration, hey, I'm trying to learn something here, that engages others in your journey. And it also gives you a little bit of grace, because you're not expected to be perfect.
And now let's take a quick break for a word from our sponsor. How many hours of your day are wasted by managers calling with personal problems they really should be able to handle on their own? Why not give them a copy of the Essential HR Handbook? The newly revised and updated 10th anniversary edition of this bestseller is jam-packed with tools, checklists, sample forms, and timely tips to guide you through the maze of HR issues in today's complex business environment. So, buy a copy of the Essential HR Handbook for each of your managers today, and keep a copy on your own desk too. And now, back to the show.
You know, I'm thinking about that as you're talking about this. And years ago, when I was in my graduate program, one of the leading thinkers, so you got to put yourself back 96, 97, was a guy named Peter Senge. And he wrote a really good book. It was called The Fifth Discipline. And he was talking about what he called a learning organization.
Yes.
And a lot of what you're saying kind of brings me back to that. And it was really funny because at the time I was active duty in the Navy. And the way the Navy learns something is that you wait for a catastrophe and then you bring everybody in and train them on what they should have done before and yell at everybody and punish them. But I was really kind of floored by Senge's model of the learning organization, where failure is really key to growing and getting better. And it should be something that's embraced. And it's really great to hear you talk about this, because I know that that thought process is not dead. And I'm just imagining if everybody was to do this individually, like you're suggesting, you know, we could get back to where organizations just learn and grow, and failure is not a great thing, but in the end, we learn from it. So I'm really glad to see this is kind of on the front burner again. Maybe I'm just not paying attention to it. So I'm glad you brought that back.
Yeah, you know, it's an old idea, I think. As you mentioned, Senge's had it. Carol Dweck has had it. And organizations are really starting to say, because of the pace of change and because we can't always invest in as much in sending people off to training and bringing them back, and how good is that anyway, that if we learn where we are and help people learn to bloom where they are, it really makes individuals stronger. And, you know, organizations are just made up a bunch of people. So if we can make everybody stand in their own space and do very well, then the organization's going to blossom.
Yeah. I guess this wouldn't work, though, for teaching somebody how to drive, though, right?
Well, you know, I think I would beg to differ. You know, I think that if you have you ever taught someone else to drive, Mac?
Oh, I did. Yeah. Both of my kids.
Yeah. So my son is about to get his learner's permit, and it's terrifying for me. And I have to keep a open mind. And I tell him, hey, you're going to make some mistakes along the way. If he goes in there trying to be perfect, which is a fixed mindset, then he will experience failure right out the gate. But both he and I think about, hey, I'm good at learning. If there's a failure, then it's not a failure for him. It's learning. He's getting better. So sometimes in a growth mindset, you don't start out on the highway. You start out, you know, in a big empty parking lot. So yeah, growth mindset can be applied in any situation.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, I think we would definitely start with a parking lot if I had to do it over again. So Well, earlier, Alexa, you were talking about something called the tape in your head. Can you tell me now a little bit about that and how using this growth mindset might be impacted by that?
Yeah. Okay. So we all have the tape in our head, the things that our little voices say to us when we are doing something. And research on neuroplasticity tells us that we can actually shape our brains with how we talk to ourselves. So the words you choose to say out loud, we know are pretty important. And just as important are the words we say to ourselves. So changing the tape in our head comes through practicing new words, things that we do repeatedly to shift our mindset and our behaviors. So for the tape in your head to change, the first thing you need to do is tell yourself that you're going to start talking to yourself differently. Earlier, I said to change the tape in your head, you can change some language. And we talked about the difference between failing, switch that over to learning. Some other things you can do are view challenges as opportunities. What you focus on in your brain gets more attention. So if you think something's going to be challenging, you're automatically going to amplify the challenging nature of that thing. Change that word to opportunities, and you're more likely to lean into it. Having a growth mindset really means relishing those opportunities for improvement. You probably have some ideas in your head about other words you can change. Here are a couple. You can reward actions, not traits. So in the language piece, you would say, instead of saying, I'm smart, which is fixed, you could say, I'm good at learning new things. And one other word that is really, really powerful that Carol Dweck really honed in on was the word yet. When you think about yet, Mac, what do you think?
That means that it might be happening, just not right this minute.
You got it. Just not right this minute, but it could happen. So it creates a world of opportunity. And that's exactly what Carol Dweck said. She said that "not yet" was one of her favorite phrases because it lets her know that with more time and practice, a goal is really eventually attainable. It carries so much hope with it.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of reframing that goes on. So I'll share something with you, and I think you can probably appreciate this as an educator at one time, but I really struggle with math. From a very early age in seventh grade, our math teacher had us in three groups, A, B, and C. And A was the really sharp kids. B were the middle, and C were the ones like me. And so my last class to get my master's degree was college algebra, which I failed three times and then passed with a D. The only reason I got into my master's program in organizational leadership is that it was the only master's program available that didn't have math in it. And I struggle even to this day. So based on that, I think you know what's playing on the tape in my head with math. What recommendations would you have for me?
What I would recommend is that you give yourself a little bit of grace. So what was that tape playing in your head all those years?
Oh, it was that you suck at math. You're not a math person. You're really good at writing. You're not good at math. But that's okay because you won't really need it eventually. You could always use a calculator. Of course, I didn't have spreadsheets back then.
Well,
that's the tape.
Yeah. So, I mean, the really suck at math, I would probably say, hey, what are you good at learning, Mac? Where have you learned something in the space with numbers? And try to reflect on that and say, you know what, that might have been math. I did okay. And what are some tools that I can use to get to do well at this? It sounds like you came up with a strategy right then and there just a second ago. Mm-hmm. What was one of your strategies?
Well, I mean, I could use other tools eventually.
Yeah. So with a growth mindset, it's kind of an entrepreneurial mindset because you're always thinking, what are the other pathways that are going to get me to my goal? You know, sometimes we're not all going to have the love and the talent for everything, but we can use each space as a learning ground. As you went through all of that struggle with math, I'm sure that you learned along the way little bits and pieces to apply in other parts of your life. And sometimes that's also part of the growth mindset. Can you think of any takeaways from your experience during that math time?
Well, I think the biggest experience I had was that I've got to really overcompensate with something else. I just got to figure out what I'm really good at. I think that revealed that I was pretty good at writing and mm-hmm. I was pretty good at explaining how to do something to somebody. And I think that helped build some confidence.
Yeah.
But I could go back to seventh grade and I'll never forget, you know, group three, I'm like, oh, geez, here we go. Yeah.
Well, I was in that group too in math, and I did okay. But what I realized through that is all of us really blossom when we play to our strengths. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're naturally gifted at it, but it's the things where you feel most at ease and most joy from. So when you can partner a growth mindset with those things that you're naturally drawn to, that your talents play into, then a growth mindset plus a strengths-based approach really is the thing that makes, you know, folks like the Tiger Woods, who just won the Masters again, you know, so successful because he's playing to his strengths. And I betcha he didn't come out the gate thinking he was going to be great at golf.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm really curious what the tape in his head was saying through the years that he was really struggling. And
I wish we could hear that. I think that is fascinating. Maybe we'll see if we can get him for an interview.
That would be awesome. Well, I'll let him go on your podcast too, because I'd be terrified. Well, Alexa, let's talk about how you're using growth mindset in the work that you do as a leadership coach and as you help teams develop.
Absolutely. Yeah. So growth mindset really underlines everything that we do in our three offerings, whether it's executive and leadership coaching, whether it's building high performance teams, or really building project teams that create change. Because we think that humans are whole, resourceful, and fully capable. We know that people can grow. And with that, we allow people to stretch their abilities into places that they may not have ever seen themselves before. And that's how we run our leadership coaching. We encourage people to change that tape in their head so that they can be their best selves. That's how we develop teams, letting them bring their strengths and give themselves grace to learn together. And that's how we run our change initiatives. And you can learn more about how we weave this into our work on our website, theaccelagroup.com.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I know we are scheduled to have a couple of other talks, and we're going to talk about things like organizational change, which I know will be really beneficial. But as we wind down our time together, you mentioned your website, Alexa. Is there any other way that our audience can reach out to you and engage you to come and help them with their team?
Absolutely. They can reach me on theaccelagroup.com. And also you can find me on LinkedIn, the Accela Group. We're also, you know, constantly tweeting on Twitter, sharing a little bit about what we see in the industry around change, around growth mindset, around bringing your best self to work. And we're also starting to give more podcasts on our own. So we're starting up a podcast this summer, and we'll look forward to sharing more of ourselves with our clients out there.
Excellent. Well, Alexa, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us. We're excited to have you back for our next couple of episodes. But until then, enjoy the rest of your day and best of luck as you are helping others succeed in this area around growth mindset.
Thanks for having me, Mac.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the HR Oxygen Podcast. We hope you found something today that will relieve your stress, feed your soul, and pump you up to face another day. At Boss Builders, we want to let you know that we appreciate the hard work you do every day as an HR professional. And as a reminder, always make sure to adjust your own oxygen mask before attempting to help those around you. Be well.